Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for February 19th.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS, or play online via Facebook games.
Today's word is emote, spelled E-M-O-T-E. Emote is a verb that means to give expression to emotion, especially in acting. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Boston Globe by James Reed. It's not always immediately obvious, but sometimes you fall in love with a band for the way the singers emote. The word emote is an example of what linguists call a back formation, that is, a word formed by trimming down an existing word, in this case, emotion. As is sometimes the case with back formations, emote has, since its coinage in the early 20th century, tended toward use that is less than entirely serious. It frequently appears in humorous or deprecating descriptions of the work of actors, and is similarly used to describe theatrical behavior by non-actors. Though a writer sometimes wants us to take someone's emoting seriously, a phrase like expressing emotion avoids the chance that we will hear some snideness in the writer's words. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.